lesser-known quarter of Prague, somewhat off the tourist-beaten track, is under the spotlight at Prague's main municipal museum. The area is Liben, which was transformed from a downriver district of fields, farms and vineyards by the Industrial Revolution, and largely made over again from the middle of the 20th century. Liben is the second district of Prague selected as a subject for its own exhibition by managers of Prague City Museums. This follows a highly successful first offering, which looked at the former industrial hub of Smíchov. Perhaps even more than Smíchov, the old photographs and postcards, many loaned from private collections that represent so much of the Liben exhibition, are a mirror of a past that has been wiped out for good, or, at best, finds an echo in a few remaining buildings and streets. But surprising remnants of the past can be found. These are sometimes isolated chimneys or impressive industrial structures. They also, however, include a large Baroque chateau not far from the centre of the district. The Liben Chateau's main claim to historical fame is as the site where the Peace of Liben was signed in 1608, paving the way for the Emperor and Prague-based arts patron Rudolf II to step down in many parts of the empire outside Bohemia and be succeeded by his brother Matthias. Archaeologist Michal Kostka is one of the joint organisers of the exhibition and has this to say about Liben.
It was originally very nice, beautiful and very rising up district of Prague in 19th century with big rise, with a lot of preserved documents from its big rise in 19th and beginning of 20th century. And the district also which has very changed in the second half of 20th century. And that's why the exhibition is called Liben Vanished World, because the exhibition is mostly about that, those changes which happened in 20th century. Unfortunately, the exhibition shows exactly what was destroyed and disappeared. You can recognize the places. There are most of pictures people hardly can recognize because it changed completely, and Liben was unfortunately destroyed so much that today it looks very, very different, all the district.
The area of low hills rising above the wandering and flood-prone Vltava River was a popular spot for human settlement from the earliest times. The finds made there make it the second most important archaeological spot in the Prague area. Mr. Kostka again.
The place, the territory of today's Liben, was a very popular, very favorite in the prehistoric times, so we have a lot of finds exactly from this terrain, from this era, from Old Stone Age through Bronze, Iron Age till early medieval period. And some of them, we try the best to show, are on this exhibition also. They were found mostly exactly in 19th century and beginning of 20th century when the district grew up and rise in today's point of view.
With industrialization, the population of Liben more than tripled between 1869 and 1900, reaching around 21,000. The heavy development and industrialization of Liben from the mid-19th century that unearthed so many finds occurred at a time when archaeology was taking its first real steps in the Czech lands. While the practices may look primitive and amateur from today's perspective, they did result in finds being saved, catalogued, and some attempt made to map out their origin and context.
There were two important Prague archaeologists, let's say, which one is completely forgotten, and one is the opposite, very well known, just not as an archaeologist, but as a writer of very popular books for children from prehistoric times, and it's Eduard Storch.
Storch, a teacher, started writing scholarly texts for children before World War I and progressed to novels. In all, he authored around 20 novels from 1907 until 1950, progressing from descriptions of prehistoric man in the Czech lands to the arrival of the first Slavic tribes. The most famous of the books was probably the 1918 work Mammoth Hunters. His forgotten fellow archaeologist was the priest František Petr Rohnický. His finds now form part of the Prague Museum's collection. For today's casual visitor, the centre point and first sight of today's Liben might well come after exiting Palmovka metro station. Many key sites are still within a few steps. Looking northeast from the metro is a now almost disused bus station in the square Bohumila Hrabala. It is named in honour of perhaps the most famous modern Czech writer, who used to live in a now demolished house on a small courtyard from the 1950s to 1970s. The house made way for the bus station in the early 1980s. Many of Hrabal's stories were adapted by Czech filmmaker Jiří Menzel and have become classics, one winning an Oscar. The novelist himself has a bit part role in some of the films. Two of his works, Weddings in the House and The Tender Barbarian, were set in Liben. An isolated demolition survivor nearby is the Jewish synagogue that served Prague's second most important Jewish community. The first mention of the area's Jewish community dates back to the mid-16th century. A Jewish cemetery to the west of the metro stop was first squashed by the building of a railway station, then by the building of Liben Bridge, and finally buried under several metres of earth during the mid-1960s. Plans in recent years to uncover it again have failed to come to fruition. Of the Jewish quarter, which once comprised several streets, only two houses near the river now stand. Much of the destruction took place in the 1950s and 1960s, following on from flood damage after the heavy inundation of 1890 and movement of the population away from the low-lying land once they were no longer forced to live in a ghetto. The main southwestern entry into Liben from the neighbouring district of Karlin is via today's Sokolovska Trida, a name which it has borne since 1948 to commemorate action by Czechoslovak units in the Red Army against the Nazis. The earlier name was Kralovska. Jan Jungmann, co-organizator of the exhibition, takes up the story.
Královská třída se jmenovala proto, že tam šel korunovační průvod.
The name Royal was a reference to the royal cortege which passed this way during the coronation of the last king of Bohemia, Ferdinand V, also called Dobrokivý, or the Good. He also lived for a certain time at Libing Chateau. The oldest photos of this area date from 1895 and show the one- or two-story houses from the period, with the facades in what could be described as a Baroque country style. The Sokol building, constructed in 1910, was on the site of a barracks for firemen. Nearby is the Church of St. Adalbert, which is an Art Nouveau building. It was originally conceived as a temporary wooden church, but it has luckily survived until our times.
Liben developed into one of the industrial powerhouses of Prague and the whole Austro-Hungarian Empire. It was home to one of the oldest engineering works in the capital, the so-called Rustonka Works. The name Rustonka came from an English businessman, Joseph John Rushton, who bought the works from a compatriot in 1850. It was here that the only shipyard on the rivers Vltava and Elba, building all iron craft, was established. Many of the steamships plied their trade on the nearby river. Some are still in service. The Habsburg royal family's yacht in the 1890s also came from here. The nearby Liben shipyard, which also built steamships and carried out repairs. That site is now earmarked for a large housing development, following its closure as a shipyard in 1990. Sadly, nearly all of the Rustonka buildings were destroyed just 3 or 4 years ago to make way for an office complex. The district also hosted the Praga Car Factory from 1907 until the end of World War II. The company became the largest car manufacturer in the country in the 1920s, with trucks, buses and eventually army vehicles pouring out of the modernist high-rise building. In spite of its architectural value, it too was knocked down in 2002 to make way for a multi-purpose sports arena. One unusual industrial building that still survives and has been adopted as a sort of local landmark is a large metal sphere erected in 1881 to store gas by a Brussels-based company. Although ownership passed to an English company 2 decades later, it was still locally known as the Belgian Reservoir. After World War II, the need for gas storage disappeared, and in the 1950s, the insides of the building were used instead by the Aviation Institute for aerodynamic tests. The building has now been listed as a National Industrial Heritage Site. The exhibition also sheds some light on the not very publicised phenomenon of the squatter colonies that sprang up on the outskirts of Prague in the 1920s and throughout the Depression. One in Liben was called the Valley of Fear. Old railway carriages were sometimes transformed here into housing. with the makeshift accommodation over time taking on an appearance of permanence, with gardens and animals kept on site. Some of these colonies continued into the 1960s. The exhibition at the City of Prague's main museum on Naporitsy continues until February the 20th. The next district to be showcased will be Karlín.